Rosie on the House is on the road at the 39th Annual Folk Music Festival. Live from Prescott, here's Jennifer Romero.
Good Saturday morning. Welcome to Rosie on the House. Like the intro gave you, I am Jennifer Romero, and we're at the Charlotte Hall Museum in Prescott. I want to start by saying welcome to all of our new listeners at KGVY in Green Valley. We're so happy to have you. 7 o'clock is our Arizona Magazine Hour. We travel Arizona. We talk about everything Arizona, places to go, people to know, and we just have a blast getting to know some really special people. So welcome to KGVY. Now, usually when you hear the 7 a.m. hour, it's Romy and Rosie and I together in the studio, and Rosie might even sing for you a little bit. But today you just get me, but don't get scared, because 7 and 8 o'clock we are going to be broadcasting from Prescott, and that 9 and 10 o'clock hour will actually be from the Saba Tucson, Saba show in Tucson, which is the home show at the Tucson Convention Center, and the guys will be down there to meet you and greet you and just tell you about what we do and say hello to all of our Tucson and Southern Arizona homeowners. So here we are. I'm sitting here looking at these beautiful grounds at the Charlotte Hall Museum in Prescott, and have a room full of really special guests with me today because we wanted to introduce you to this very special place. If you haven't been to Prescott, it's only an hour and a half north of Phoenix. It's a beautiful little historic town with a great courtyard, great places to eat, wonderful shopping. I always come up and do my Christmas shopping because really every they have a Christmas tree lighting the first Saturday of December, and we always broadcast on that Saturday from Prescott because we love this place. And they that's traditionally been our connection, but when I saw that they had this folk festival coming up, I wanted to be here for that. And then we found out that there was a conflict, so the guys went south and I went north. I want to introduce you this morning to Mr. Fred Vail, Executive Director of the Charlotte Hall Museum. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Jennifer. Welcome to Prescott and especially to the Charlotte Hall Museum.
This is a very special place.
It is certainly that. We've been here for almost 90 years now, having been founded by a very special person named Charlotte Maybrith Hall, who years before she opened the museum in 1928, she foresaw the need to collect our history, our prehistory, with artifacts from Native Americans and pioneers and so forth. And when the opportunity was presented to her in 1928, she opened a museum using those artifacts in what was then known as the old Gubernatorial Mansion, which, of course, today is the centerpiece of our four-acre museum.
She was visionary,
She was a woman well ahead of her time. As I said, a very remarkable woman.
She couldn't have known what was coming and how precious this information would be and these artifacts.
Well, I think she had a vision of it expanding. During her tenure, the museum did expand modestly, but I don't, you know, I think she would be very pleased today with a four-acre campus with 11 exhibit buildings, five of which are historic structures.
Now, this museum actually holds a very special place. It's a very elite museum. You want to explain why?
Well, two things. One, I think it's fair to say that we're the only museum in all of Arizona that presents the complete history of our territory and our state, from its prehistoric roots through the establishment of the Arizona Territory, the founding of Prescott as its territorial capital, and on up into the 20th century. Also, when you say elite status, we are one of the very few museums throughout the country that have been accredited by the American Alliance of Museums, which is a national organization that does that. I don't remember how many museums around the country. There are thousands of them, but less than 4% of them have received that status. And we first achieved it in the 1990s, and we reaccredited in, I think, 2003. And frankly, we're going through that process again this year.
So you really have to earn it.
We earn
keep it.
It is not a easily obtained recognition.
Well, congratulations. I can tell you, our homeowners, if you haven't been up here, sometimes when you think of museum, you think of maybe something hard to go to with the grandkids or the kids. This is a beautiful, hands-on museum with lots of educational programs, lots of exhibits that make it really easy for the kids to grasp. The Native American History Room is just bigger than life. The kids, when we brought our grandkids in there, they were just awed. They can get it. They don't have to be able to read little plaques. They just see it.
Well, that's the thing about museums is, of course, there are things to read and explanatory materials, but the key is to present it in a way with artifacts or other physical features that teach the story, that allow the story, the history, the prehistory to just jump out at you, and you can say, I got it.
Even I can get it. Now, also sitting with us this morning is Jenny Peterson. She is the Education Program Manager up here. Good morning.
Morning.
So, Miss Jenny, you are in charge of this big thing going on this weekend, right? This folk
yes.
festival is the 39th annual.
Yep.
But this is your first, right?
Yes, it is.
And you've only been here a couple months, so you've had quite a challenge. So tell us about the Folk Festival. What can people expect to see if they come up? It's today and tomorrow.
Yeah, so it's today and tomorrow from 10 until 4, both days. We have over 200 musicians and more than 90 performances.
On this four-acre campus.
On the campus, with four different venues. So visitors and are able to see any performances across any of the venues and the stages. We also have workshops that we're hosting throughout the day. And then we're also, this year, we're introducing more pieces that we're hoping to include more families, more youth, more children. And so predominantly that's being made up by some large-scale instruments that we've been able to make in-house. And then we also have some craft instruments that we have set up and ready to go for families.
So if the kids come, they can bang around and make some music of their own.
Yep, absolutely.
They can even make an instrument and take it home.
Yep.
Right? Tell me a little bit more about the workshops. Who are they for? Are they for the musicians or for the public? Or I mean,
they're for everybody. A lot of the musicians, well, actually, I should say all of our musicians are hosting the workshops. All our workshops are hosted by musicians. But they range from workshops on specific instruments to workshops on playing and being a performer. They really run the gamut from workshops that can be for beginners who are interested in just learning about the instruments to professionals and amateurs that already have experience with music, are performers themselves. Really a little bit for everyone and every ability, really.
In thinking about 200 performers, that's 200 separate folk groups?
It's a mix of both groups and soloists.
Okay.
So this year we had a lot of soloist supply. We had a lot of group supply. I believe our biggest is 16 people. And so that's going to be a very full stage.
Now, is this people from all over the country or mostly Southwest? Is there...
Predominantly it's Southwest.
Okay.
But it's pretty diverse in terms of where the Southwest, because the Southwest is a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a lot of Arizona musicians from the Valley, from a few from Tucson, from Flagstaff. But we also have some from New Mexico, California. I believe our farthest away, I would say, is Washington State.
Okay.
So pretty far apart.
What draws the musicians for this event?
I think it really ranges for a lot of the musicians. And in working on this festival for my first year, I've been learning that a lot of our musicians have real roots to Prescott or to Arizona for sure, but also just to this museum and the festival itself. By being in our 39th year, we're really building on years of experience of musicians and all the people that have planned it and participated. So a lot of our musicians come back because it's a very intimate gathering and they see friends and
chance to network probably.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. And chance to learn from each other. Mm-hmm. That's great. Do you have you had time to figure out a favorite?
I haven't had time quite yet. I've heard a little bit of everything right now, but I think this weekend what I'm looking forward to is actually hearing a lot of these bands in person and then meeting a lot of them, because a lot of this has been communicating by phone, by email. So putting names or faces to the names and taking that next step to like really get to know some of these musicians is exciting.
Yeah, each year will probably be more fun for you for sure as you get to know them.
Yeah,
right?
Definitely.
And I saw somewhere in the paperwork that in the ads and things that you invite people to bring, even if you're not one of these performers, you can bring your own instrument and jam.
Yeah, absolutely. That's one of the things that from everything that I've learned about the history of the festival has really been integral to the festival is the ability to jam in like part of seeing old friends and seeing old playing associates and taking advantage of the grounds and everything that we have and all the space that we have and being able to just set up a jam session anywhere. And it's been very informal, very engaging for a lot of our musicians to just look forward to that too, in addition to playing in a venue. So,
well, why don't you give a little, we have just about a half minute here, give a little invitation to the people of Arizona. Is it closed? Is it still open? Do you pay at the door?
Yeah. Well, we are definitely not closing. But you're welcome to pay at the door. We do have tickets available for today, for one day, but also a two-day pass that is $15 for 2 days. A one-day pass is $10. Our members are 8, and I believe we have a two-day pass for our members too.
Okay, and people can get their pass and come and go for the day, go get some lunch, come back.
Children.
Yeah. Sorry. And then our children are free.
Children are free.
So that's 17 and under.
Well, it's a great reason to come up to Prescott. You don't need much reason to come up, but it's a really great reason to come. Stay tuned, everybody. We're going to come back and have some more conversation here at the Charlotte Hall Museum. I have a really special treat coming up for you. You're going to have some fun folk music to listen to and learn some more about folk music. Hang on.